After a delay of nearly 3 weeks, Nicaragua's Electoral Council released final results from that country's presidential elections today. The official tally confirmed that the conservative former mayor of Managua, Arnoldo Alemán, defeated Sandinista candidate Daniel Ortega. But Ortega has still not conceded, and the Sandinistas say they will challenge the results. They're demanding that the vote be repeated in key districts because of what they claim were widespread irregularities. From Mexico City, NPR's David Wellner reports.
The returns announced today were no surprise. President-elect Arnoldo Alemán got 51% of the vote, while runner-up Daniel Ortega got about 38%. You would think that large of a point spread would ease the tense political atmosphere that Nicaragua has been immersed in while waiting 19 days for final results. Still, the Sandinistas plan to stage what they call a civic protest this evening. Sandinista spokesman Jaime Hermida says it's a protest against what the Sandinistas call a fraudulent election.
Obviously, people feel that their vote has been found on the garbage, you know, has been found on the street. And, you know, there is some irregularities there.
Most election observers have said that the voting last month was fair but also flawed. But rather than on outright fraud, they blame this on poor organization and the complexity of an election with six separate ballots. The Sandinistas have 11 days to challenge the results released today. But many political analysts think their protests are largely posturing, a show of defiance against a president-elect whom they associate with the former Somoza family dictatorship. Carlos Fernando Chamorro, whose mother Violeta is Nicaragua's outgoing president, is the editor of an independent political newsletter. Chamorro expects the Sandinistas to eventually concede defeat.
They will end up accepting the results, but at the same time they will say that the elections were not sufficiently honest. Therefore, the new government will not be totally legitimate.
Chamorro says that despite losing the presidential race, the Sandinistas did win almost as many seats in the National Assembly as did Alemán's Liberal Alliance. He thinks this will prove an important restraint on the Sandinistas' protests.
I know from some of the leaders that deep inside they know they have obtained an important victory, and they don't want to take risks by promoting violence or these type of things.
The post-electoral squabbling in Nicaragua has been costly for this deeply impoverished nation. Potential foreign investors have held back, and business activity has dropped by a third. President-elect Alemán has called on the Sandinistas to join in rebuilding Nicaragua. He's hoping the voting strife will be settled by the time he takes office, 2 months from now. I'm David Wellner reporting.